The $20 million expansion of the current Roodeveld landfill is estimated to cost far less than the $100 million that would have been needed if a new site were developed elsewhere. Moreover, it avoids potential land use controversies. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi says it also prevents the expense and pollution of trucking garbage to other communities.
The city of Madison, for example, would have to truck semis and semis full of garbage to somewhere like Janesville. And not only is that very inefficient from a cost standpoint, it increases, obviously, truck traffic and the CO2 emissions and the other emissions and the fossil fuel usage that goes with having to drive all those trucks back and forth.
Dane County does recycle, and it uses a liquid to make garbage decompose faster. But the amount of trash going into Dane County's landfill continues to grow each year. John Welch manages solid waste for the county.
Essentially, garbage has been increasing about 2% in the Dane County area. With both population and consumption growth, we expect that in the future. And so when we get our permit, we have to calculate that. We're only approved for enough airspace to meet the actual demands of the area.
Some of the cost of operating the landfill is offset by selling electricity to Madison Gas and Electric. Methane from rotting garbage is also converted so it can be used in specially equipped county trucks as compressed natural gas. The new portion of the landfill should be completed later this year. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.